Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:06 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And top stories include Iran attacking Israel. And Israel told, well, take it easy on your response. That's ridiculous. Kudos. Scotty Scheffler gives thanks to the good Lord after he wins the Masters by four strokes. Second green jacket in 3-year period. He won back in 2022. Congratulations there. And joining us now, Gun Owners of America, Florida Rep. Louis Valdez. Good morning, Louis. How you doing?
Morning. Thanks for having me on, like always.
It is always a pleasure looking out for our Second Amendment rights, which we know the left is constantly like rust, they never sleep, and trying to erode our rights. What's this I'm hearing about if you sell a gun for profit that they're trying to make a rule where it would make you an FFL? How does that work?
Due to the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act passed in Congress back in 2022 with some turncoat Republicans signing on board for it, ATF now has the authority to reinterpret federal law and redefine who is and isn't an FFL. Now, traditionally, ATF has always been very vague on what qualifies as an FFL to begin with. You know, if you're
a that's like a gun dealer, supposedly.
Yes, yes, yes. FFL stands for federally licensed federal firearms license. So it's having the federal license from ATF to be a dealer. And the problem is that ATF in the past, just like now, they've never given a clear definition. They've just said if you are selling firearms without a license and making a profit. Now, if I purchased a Chinese SKS back in 1998 for $90 with a kit with a 1,000-round case of Norinco ammo for an extra $80, and it's been sitting in the back of my safe for all these years, and I sell it, of course I'm going to make a profit. Chinese SKSs now are going $600-$700. So does that qualify? According to ATF, I can now be technically charged as selling a firearm without a license.
Oh. Wow. Okay. So what can we do about it?
Well, what we can do about it is we need to put a lot of pressure on our elected officials, especially in Congress. And we also need to put pressure on our state officials. And people are going to be here and say, wait, what? Why state officials? Well, it's very simple. Because most of ATF's power comes from working with state and local officials and putting local law enforcement on task force. ATF doesn't have the manpower to crack down on these laws and edicts all over the country. They co-opt your local and state law enforcement officers, and they give them grants, and they give them additional money, and they give them overtime pay, and the agency loves it. So what we need to do in Florida is we need to press the state legislature, and we need to press Governor DeSantis that Florida passes a Second Amendment Protection Act that flat out says no state, county, or local law enforcement will be used to enforce gun control. They will not be able to join any task force. They won't get any grant money, any of that. Other states have done it. Why hasn't Florida? I can give you the very simple as to why hasn't Florida. Because a lot of Florida Republicans in the legislature, they're fine with gun control.
Yeah, they're the weasels that, you know, won't even let the, you know, the open carry idea even come to any sort of a vote, that they squash it down immediately.
Very much so. A couple of sessions ago, their Representative Kaylee Tuck, as a freshman, she introduced the Second Amendment Protection Act bill into the House, and they sidelined that. Instead, they passed a Second Amendment Protection resolution. Just a strongly worded letter that has no effect. And they passed that instead of Kaylee Tuck's bill on purpose because they knew the resolution would go nowhere. And what's interesting is I haven't read it yet, all of it, but FDLE, they just came out with a revised state-level policy guide for gun dealers in Florida. And a lot of it mirrors ATF. I have to go through it verbatim and, you know, read in detail, but in the past, FTLE was just kind of like, hey, look, that's a federal issue. We don't touch it. But now they're kind of copying ATF, and it's scary.
Yeah, and I got a feeling that, you know, unlike marijuana, they're not going to look the other way. They're doing just the opposite. They're scrutinizing further. And that's, yeah, that's very troubling because that's how I think it's going to happen, in a soft way that they'll slowly disarm law-abiding citizens. And, you know, once you have a population that can't defend itself against a government that's taking advantage of us, are they going to take less advantage of us? No, probably not. At least history says not. Let me ask you this about the magazines. I read a piece that says 700 million magazines that Americans own that have more than 10 round capacity. 700 million. So is the ATF and others working hard to try to take those away?
One, I wish this wasn't radio right now because I would post the gif of gotta pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers. But yes, ATF is definitely wanting to go after those. The Biden administration is wanting to go after those. Every state and local level gun grabber is wanting to go after those. And 700 million sounds like a whole lot, but here's an interesting fact. When you have gun control, gun control's goals, especially in places like California, New York, Illinois, and elsewhere, if you look, they're not doing mass confiscations. What they do is they do a couple of confiscations, and then they drive everyone underneath into the background, into an underground culture. You don't have people taking out those magazines. You don't have people taking those firearms out that use those magazines to the range. They're not using them for self-defense. They're not using them for protection, for recreation. And more importantly, because they're not doing that, they're not introducing the next generation of shooters to it. Gun grabbers' long-term goal is to eradicate gun ownership by eradicating gun culture. They want it to be that when you and I pass away, and sure, maybe we never complied, and we kept our mags and we kept our guns, but they want it that when we pass away, our grandkid or great-grandkids are going through our personal effects, and they call up the cops and say, hey, great-grandpa finally passed away. Here's all the stash that he had in the attic. Come pick it up. We don't want it. That's what they're doing. That is their end result, because it drives people underground to where they only then take out their magazines, and, you know, they put in the closet of their house with the lights turned off and the windows closed.
And you know, if you could look at Australia and other places, they just had like a stabbing spree. So when people are out to really harm others, they're still very capable of doing that. The only difference is the people being attacked have no means to defend themselves.
Oh, very much so. But back to the numbers, too. 700 million also shows you that it's going to be impossible for them to actually do door-to-door confiscation. I mean, 700, just think of that. There are 300, it's estimated that we have 330 million people in the United States. That means we have more magazines than people. There simply isn't the manpower. So if we keep pumping those numbers up, and if we keep acting as traditional Americans, telling authoritative government, go fly a kite, I think in the long run, we can win and we can beat the gun grabbers, because even though they are trying to destroy our culture, I have seen in other states and here in Florida too, that people are getting tired of government telling them what they can and can't do. And sure, some people might be driven underground, but others are just openly resisting and saying no.
Real quick, last question. They've been pushing for a while private sales, that you would have to perform a background check if you're selling your gun privately. What's the status of that now?
Well, the status of that now is ATF has redefined who is and isn't an FFL. They're claiming that private sellers at gun shows and other locations are now going to need to be FFLs. But the issue with that comes down to, back in the past, as we saw during the Clinton administration, a lot of what used to be called kitchen table FFLs were eradicated by erroneous enforcement of policy and changes of policy to become an FFL. And that's going on under the Biden administration, too. They're basically, they're making it harder to be a legit FFL while at the same time telling you to become an FFL. Their goal is just to stop people selling and trading in firearms, because now with the Bruin decision that says you have the right to keep and bear arms, there still hasn't been a case that says you have the right to purchase and sell arms. So they're now targeting it under that avenue. But of course, we here at GLA, all of our legal team is already looking at every avenue to challenge this in court, to block this from happening. I mean, we're not just going to sit on the sidelines and be like, oh, okay, well, it happened. No. We are fighting this tooth and nail as we speak.
Appreciate it, because Russ never sleeps and the gun grabbers will never stop. So, Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez, thanks for your continued work, and we look forward to having a conversation again soon.
Thank you, and thanks for what you guys do and being a beacon of liberty and freedom on the air.
We're trying. We're fighting a good fight. Have a great week. It's 8:17. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Your top story, Iran attacks Israel. Now what? We'll talk about that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not like Republicans should just go to the border and start registering people who come across to vote, right? Before they even change out of their wet clothes.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Because then Democrats are going to shut that damn border down faster than you can blink.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Get the puck out of here.
Excuse me?
Good morning and
you can't
welcome.
Say that on the show, Bob. What are you talking about?
You've never heard of a puck? Hockey puck?
Oh.
You should be a big fan of the St. Louis Blues.
Hey, there.
I know my son-in-law is.
Oof, they're good.
Yeah, they are.
They're good.
No, get the puck out of here. This dude saved my son's life. That's right from the headline. Ohio mom praises the man who blocked a flying hockey puck from hitting a child. I think that's great.
That'll kill you.
It is 8:22 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, puck is substantial. It is rubber, but it's a very dense, hard rubber material. And yeah, if you get hit with it moving, it's...
It can be deadly.
I'm trying to think if it'd be worse than a baseball. You know, from a weight standpoint, it's heavier than a baseball.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And still really dense. It is.
And be moving pretty rapidly.
They are so dense, they could be Democrats. I'm just saying.
Oh, nice. So a mother in Akron, Ohio, sharing her gratitude to the man who shielded her little boy from a flying hockey puck on Thursday during a Cleveland Monsters game. Asia Davis took to the internet after the incident happened to find the quick-thinking man whom she claimed saved her 4-year-old son, Nasser, from being hit. When the initial incident happened, she and her little boy were at the Monsters home game. Puck came out of nowhere, careened toward the child. A man sitting beside Nasser blocked it before anything bad could happen. Video footage shows the moment the puck flew off the ice as the crowd screamed. The cameras jolt back and forth before turning toward the little boy who has his arms up to protect himself. It also shows the hero of the story leaning down toward Nasser to block it.
Wow.
If you know anything about a hockey puck, it's more dense than a baseball, they said. Mm-hmm. The thing is a flying traumatic brain injury, basically. This dude literally saved my son's life. He prevented a life-changing event from happening. So she found him on the internet. He's identified as Andrew Podolak. And once she found him, she spoke to him about what happened. And he was like, I was meant to be there, I guess. Wow. And he says, you were. You cannot tell me. God is not real, she added. Wow. So I love it. And that's what we need, a little positivity, proactive, doing the right thing. And then, you know, you don't do it to get acknowledged, but it's nice when the person who appreciates it goes a little bit out of their way to make sure that you know that it was very much appreciated. I love it.
Absolutely.
So that's what we call a win-win.
Hey, quick traffic note. This is 441 just north of 121. Looks like there may be a vehicle crash there, and looks like there may be some blockage. Definitely looking at the southbound, moving really slow, but we have some report that there are some lanes blocked in that area, so be aware of that.
Yeah. Traffic on a Monday.
Yep.
Do the best you can. We're trying to do the best we can with the show. We try to make Mondays great. And but it's difficult sometimes. You got headlines like Iran attacks Israel.
Yep.
And you know, this is one you can't say that there wasn't a warning. I mean, we were talking about it Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not long after that the attack took place. So I mean, you know, we had some sort of intel. We had a heads up, it would appear. And it looks like, according to IDF, that they were able to, you know, knock out about 99% of the attack.
That's
but
good.
A couple of things did get through. Apparently, it was quite an onslaught of drones, which they're cheap, but you have to use expensive munitions to fire and knock them down, all part of that Iron Dome system. Well, you know, is Biden playing games with helping Israel in terms of restocking their Iron Dome? I mean, they're clearly defensive purpose only. So he shouldn't, you know, he wants to have his input and say, you know, lighten up on Hamas. And now he's saying, you know, don't go after Iran. It's like, what?
Wow.
He should be saying, we support Israel as an ally.
Mm-hmm.
It is not our place to tell Israel how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
However they do handle it, we will support them any way that we can. Right? And is that not the way it should be? Or is that unreasonable?
It's the way it has been traditionally.
Yeah.
Not so much under Obama and Biden.
But you see how it actually is being handled and how Biden has been very, very soft on Iran.
Oh, yeah.
And it's soft on it when it comes to sanctions. And then he was even the VP when, you know, we unfroze money. Okay, it might have been their money, but... Here's the thing. Yeah, we'll unfreeze it when you're not threatening everyone around the world, like Israel and their homeland, wiping it off the map and keep calling America the great Satan. Well, guess what? We're going to hold your money indefinitely.
And then this last set, you know, they said, okay, here's your money, but don't do anything bad with it. And immediately the Iranians are saying, It's ours. We'll do whatever we want.
And Kirby is still defending that. It can't be used for that. So ridiculous. You know, it's like your parents giving you some money, you know, because you're going, you know, to college, you're struggling or whatever. Yeah, here's $100. Don't spend it on beer.
Right.
Now, okay, mom and dad, I'm not going to spend that on beer. I'm going to use it to go toward my rent. And the $100 I'm saving on my rent, that I'm going to spend on beer.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That's exactly how it occurs. So to say they can't spend it in that way is absurd. Yeah. And then if you want to say, oh, it's, you know, humanitarian or whatever. Oh, you mean like humanitarian, like how we found out that Hamas was in bed with the people that are supposed to be bringing the humanitarian needs, that they were using them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Trusting all the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the fox. Yeah, he's in the hen house, but he said he wouldn't do anything bad.
So energy prices are going up, and this Israel-Iran thing is going to cause it to go up more. And at the same time, Biden, the administration there, they're piling on. And they're increasing drilling leases, in some cases, tenfold. Wow. Thanks, Brandon. You're a real help. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about as we attempt to make Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran attacks Israel.
The major escalation.
The news that's trending.
Iran launched more than 300 projectiles,
a majority of which were intercepted by air defenses.
The news that's now.
God bless the people of Israel.
We have to have further conversations about the funding of a supplemental package.
It would not have happened if we were in office.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
New on The Sky, Glenn Beck, right after the Bob Rose Show.
On North Central Florida's talk leader.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton at noon. The Dana Show at night.
New shows and more news now.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Let's pump it up. Yeah, it's Monday, but we're going to make it great. 8:34, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Top stories, Iran attacks Israel. But on a lighter note, Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters, won it in 2022, again this year. So he's got two of those fancy pants green jackets. How many does he need?
Yeah, good for him. When you go to the closet, which one do you grab? I mean, how do you tell the difference, you know?
And he thanked the good Lord for his wins and all that. So
that's cool.
I kind of like that. It added.
Hey, when you get a tip of the hat from Franklin Graham, that's not shabby either.
Exactly.
You know,
that's where I saw it, because the mainstream media is not going to tell us that. Come on.
No.
Come on.
Because it talked about Jesus. Jesus in the news.
Oh, man. Those guns are evil. Guns are bad.
What?
Six killed in a shopping mall. Stabbing.
Yeah, the only gun involved killed the bad guy.
So a gun was used to stop a man from stabbing and killing people.
So a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a knife. Who did a mass stabbing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they would call it here if, you know, a couple of gangbangers get into something. We call that a mass shooting these days in America.
And why don't they call him a stabber? Right? Gunman. You're a gunman if you shoot a gun. Are you a stabman?
Are they blaming him?
Or a stabber?
Are they blaming him or the knife?
No, it's the knife's fault.
Oh, it has to be, right?
Look at a knife. It begs to cut.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, as we hear about guns, there's only one intention, and that is to kill and maim.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I like when I go to the range and I kill and maim that target.
That paper target that's not shooting back.
And the thing holding the target.
Yeah.
And the thing holding the
Yeah. Okay, enough about my shooting
and
ability.
The backstop and everything else. Yep.
At least six... sorry, I didn't mean to be laughing. Six people were killed. Multiple people sent to hospital with injuries after a stabbing attack at a shopping mall in Sydney, Australia on Saturday. Police have confirmed that a 38-year-old mother was among the six killed in a mass stabbing. They
there
are
you
using
go.
That.
All right.
From AFP. Anyway, at this 9-month-old... her 9-month-old had undergone surgery after suffering stab wounds. This is just
awful. That's terrible.
Four other women and a man were killed during the attack. What I saw was apparently the stabber was looking more for the female victims, I guess, maybe because they have less of ability to defend themselves. It's faster, quicker, whatever. I don't know. No motive for the attack had been made public as of the last reporting that I have from very early this morning. So it ended with police shooting, that's right, shooting a male suspect after going on a rampage with a knife at a shopping mall. This was around 4 p.m. local time in Sydney, Australia. And, again, don't have a motive yet for the attack. But it is interesting, you know, in Australia, they actually talked to people basically into giving up their gun ownership. And so, you know, the police have the ability to defend themselves and stop bad guys with firearms, which is a good thing.
Yes.
But what about just the average citizen? They don't have the right to defend themselves.
What if a cop had not been there?
Exactly.
How many more would have been killed?
Right.
Well, and I'm going to go blank on the gentleman's name that we had on because it's been several years from Australia. And sometimes it takes somebody who was not raised in America. It's the whole proverbial, boiling frog in the pot of water. Man, he warned us big time several years ago of just, look, you know, America, we think of America, we think of Australia kind of like America. It's not. They've had the gun grabs, and they didn't see it coming either, and they didn't think it could happen. And he was trying to wake us up to, look, people, it's going to happen here if you don't stand up.
I think his name was John Adams.
How appropriate that.
No,
but, yeah, I believe so.
But that's why I remembered it.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, wow.
Like one of our founding fathers, second president.
But he is not the only. We've had the guest from England. I'm going to go blank on her name right now. Again, she saw what happened with what was going on with England. But we kind of, you know, get complacent and, well, you know, maybe they're not really trying to change our country as we know it.
So this guy, you know, he walks in there. A young bearded man wearing a rugby shirt carrying a knife as shoppers fled. So people are trying to run from him.
Yeah.
And so there was time, in other words, where in America, an armed individual would be able to confront that person and say, drop the knife. If they decided to proceed, you could use deadly force and stop them. But they're just fortunate that, you know, policemen arrived before any more than six. I mean, six got murdered. Six were killed.
Some of those could have been saved, absolutely.
All of them, possibly.
But, you know, we have to be aware. I had mentioned to you off air, and I didn't actually finish the story. My wife and I ate outside on the porch area of a restaurant in Gainesville on Sunday. And while we were there, we were right near the parking lot. Six young individuals. Now, this is Sunday. It was beautiful, slight breeze, warm. Six young individuals go walking through the parking lot. They've all got, probably four of them had backpacks. They all had jackets or hoodies. Their heads were covered and their faces were covered one way or the other.
And it was about 81 or 82 degrees.
Yeah. And it got my attention first because there was a table of young girls and a mom, and I see them staring, kind of looking really worried. And then I see my wife was looking because it was kind of over my shoulder. And I turn around, I'm like, that is, maybe it was nothing and we didn't hear of anything happening. But talk about a reminder that we need to be aware, you know, as you always say, head on a swivel. It did not look like your typical kids out for a Sunday afternoon walk through Gainesville. That none of that is normal on a warm, sunny day.
It's not. But as time passes and you see more of this behavior, whether they're engaged in something bad, illegal, or not, they're conditioning our response. By wearing that, you're conditioning hoping for a non-response. In other words,
right.
Oh, yeah, even when it's hot out. Yeah, but I see people wearing hoodies. I don't know why they'd have their hood up. It seems like it would be hot.
And some kids do that.
Maybe they're training. Maybe they're going to be a Golden Gloves boxer or something. They're training,
right.
Or they're trying to drop weight for wrestling. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, hundreds of them. Hundreds of them every day. That's what they're doing.
But face coverings, backpacks, full hood, it looked suspect. I'll just put it that way.
To you. Yep. But to other people, they'll begin to be conditioned and go, I see it all the time.
Until something happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Look, we figured it out.
I think you're absolutely right. It looked like a test run.
Look, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's not like some guy's going to come up and just randomly, punch your 9-year-old daughter in the face.
Hope not.
No, you would hope not. But actually, it did occur. Literally, a man arrested for punching a random 9-year-old girl in New York City's Grand Central Station on Saturday had been released without bail in early April. What did he do back in April? Broke a woman's nose in a similar assault. I thought they tried to say that, if it's not a violent crime. I mean, if you break a woman's nose by striking them for no apparent reason, well, I don't even know what a good reason would be, but I mean, for no apparent reason, and you go without bail, and then you do it again, and you punch a 9-year-old girl in the face, and they let you out without bail again.
Come on.
It just seems impossible, doesn't it?
It does.
Giancarlos Zarzuela, 30, was arrested and charged with assault after the incident took place before noon on Saturday. The MTA said Bronx's mother and daughter were standing in the dining concourse around 11:49 a.m. when Zarzuela approached the two without warning and punched the child in the face. The unidentified girl had to be taken to the hospital to be treated for dizziness and pain. Zarzuela left the scene but was arrested later that night. Officials stated the suspect was already known to the MTA police. And like I said, he was arrested back in April 4th, which was only, 10 days ago?
Gee, slow learner.
For punching a 54-year-old woman and breaking her nose at Grand Central Terminal. And he was released without bail. Oh, did I mention he had 8 prior arrests in the city overall? It doesn't make sense that this guy, who recently was released after being charged with randomly punching someone else and breaking the victim's nose, should be back in the public space where he can attack others, especially children. The people responsible for the criminal justice system need to learn from this episode before more innocent people become victims. Wow.
We see it over and over. Literally, these people are committing crimes the next day sometimes. It's ridiculous.
Criminal justice system. Local DAs.
Yep.
It's
sad and maddening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of those bozos will get reelected again. Sad to say. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
So if you're voting Democrat, you're voting for open borders.
For a party that will imprison its political opponent. You're voting for a party that supports Hamas against the United States and Israel.
6 weeknights on 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah. It is 8:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. We're trying to make Mondays great. That's what we're doing. It's tough, though. Iran has attacked Israel. You're probably aware of that by now. Iran's general, Salami, he says it was a successful attack. It went better than they expected.
Oh, really?
Same time, the Israel Defense Forces said Sunday that it had scored a significant strategic achievement after it prevented 99% of Iran's drones and missiles from reaching their targets.
Well, maybe 1% is good for the Iranians, and they're proud of that.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, maybe they had a failure rate firing a bunch of them, and
Intel says they did.
As Breitbart reported, Iran attacked Israel overnight Saturday into Sunday with a swarm of over 300 drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. Israel's air defense system intercepted most of them. U.S., U.K., and Jordan also intercepted some Iranian drones. Wow. So, I mean, I think everyone agrees that the attempt was real, and they really did fire rockets, and you could dispute whether Israel was, you know, 99% effective in stopping them or 98%. The bottom line is, does Israel have the right to defend itself or not? Well, if you go along with what pretty much everybody said, the allies of Israel all have said absolutely Israel has the right to defend itself. Joe Biden has said it. Well, but then, Joe puts little caveats in there, little strings attached. You have the right to defend yourself, but if you defend yourself a little too strongly, we'll encourage you to pull back and maybe even go so far as to kind of leverage some arms that we would normally very quickly send to you to replenish your supplies. Now maybe we'll play a little game with you.
What happened to that ironclad support we heard about last week?
I don't know. Sounds more like maybe tin. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know about the Tin Man.
Yes.
Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man
America.
That he didn't already have.
I'm writing that down.
It's actually a song. It's probably copyrighted, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
By the band America, as you said. Mm-hmm. I knew you knew it.
Mm-hmm.
But how many other references of the Tin Man, really?
True.
Wizard of Oz, pretty much it.
We usually just talk about tinfoil hats, which nowadays,
are in style. Because they fit, and they...
It's all true, though, nowadays. That's crazy.
How much energy can you spend on this stuff? Look, it's the world. Bad things happen. We've experienced it, I'm sure, since the beginning of time. But when bad things are happening and we are so divided as a nation, and we have a so-called leader who refuses to do anything effective, for instance, when it comes to the border.
Yep.
I mean, that's to me, that's not a big ask.
No.
You know, when the vast majority of Americans agree, hey, we all know that immigration is a great thing. It literally built America. We all get it. We all agree. It's illegal immigration that we're concerned about. We're concerned when our nation is clearly being flooded by people from outside because we can't determine what their motives are, and there's enough of them to where if their motives are not good, even a small percentage could wreak complete havoc. It is a matter of national security, but we've got a leader who lied about the fact the borders were open, then went into denial, then tried to blame Trump.
Yeah.
And it went on from there. And now, there's a border. And the only way to fix this is to give him more money and more power and to tell Congress to do it. When it was clear that he used executive orders to peel back everything that Trump had in place that was working, that was effective.
Right.
That's the frustrating part. The bad things happening in the world, those are going to happen regardless. But when you know your commander-in-chief, you don't feel like he's got your back. He's not being honest with you. You feel like he sold you out. That's not a great position to be in. And I don't call for war. I hate war. It's 2024. Really?
Yeah.
That's as advanced as humans are, as we still slaughter each other. Wow. You can't call yourself an advanced civilization, can you really? That we're still at this point.
Well, it's kind of like when Putin kind of pulled the whole Ukrainian thing. That's kind of how we felt about it. It's like, wait a minute. This is not the 1950s here, guy. Come on. What are you doing?
But yet, they want Israel to just take a beating from anybody, Iran, terrorists, that. Just take the beating, lie there and take it. Don't react too harshly.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, nobody's singing, John Lennon to Ukraine or Russia about giving peace a chance.
Right.
The old diplomacy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, people are a little irritated, a little aggravated, no doubt about it.
But what are you going to do about it? I mean, again, do we, with the whole Ukraine-Putin thing, do we just keep on sending, keep on sending? Where does it end? I mean, that's kind of a legitimate question.
Yep.
What is the answer? How long can we keep this up? Literally.
Hey, did I mention that oil's going up?
Aren't you Mr. Sunshine, huh?
Yeah, I take you from one negative bad subject to another one.
Yeah, you're so kind.
Just like you go from one music bed to another.
Well, you know, I'm a DJ on the radio.
Hey, everybody! Greg Cassidy, spittle the tunes for you today. Going through a stack of hot wax the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Wow, that is a flashback.
Hey, is that classic rock, Greg?
Kind of.
Crank it up, brother.
Uh-huh.
Because a 9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner on 97.3 The Sky.
The Sky. Ode to spring. The daylight is back. Taxes will be due. Yard work and bugs. Severe weather, too.
Heavy downpours.
Lightning.
Typical north central Florida.
While we can't offer much help with your yard work, we can give you a heads up.
This is your spring weather forecast.
As warm spring weather blows in.
An influx of warmer air.
Severe weather risk.
Your official severe weather station is.
The Sky is the severe weather station.
97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.